Come one and come all to the Kazoo Festival 2010, April 21st to 25th. 5 days jam full of music and art, including performances by Bruce Peninsula, Lullaby Orchestra, The D'Urbervilles, Katie Stelmanis, Bocce, Richard Laviolette and the Oil Spills, P.S. I Love You, Brides, Diamond Rings, Gringo, Gregory Pepper and His Problems, Noah 23, Ghost Bees, Ray Spoon, Ryan Driver, Eric Chenow, Sarah Mango Buys a Bear, Ben Gunning, and many more. There will also be art galleries, a zine fair, a basketball tournament, and a bike-in film screening. Kazoo Festival runs from April 21st to 25th. For full schedule details, visit www.kazookazoo.ca, www.kazookazoo.ca. Kazoo Festival is brought to you in part by CFRU, Wellington Brewery, and the Central Student Association. Welcome to Kazoo Podcast number 3. I'm here with Brad McInerney, founder and programmer for Kazoo Festival. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Boston. Thanks for having me.
You're going to elaborate a little bit on our opening night party for us. There's some exciting things happening with the Broken City Lab projected installations and Colin Medley and Sean Richardson.
Yeah, opening night we're hosting Broken City Lab, who are a group from Windsor, Ontario. They're an interdisciplinary research group, which sounds a little dry, but basically what they do is somewhere between art and activism, and their project is a citywide project of engaging the hearts and minds of citizens through large-scale public art projects. Some of the things they've done have included asking the city things about Windsor and projecting them onto a building in public space, doing signs, a variety of public art projects that have really done a lot in Windsor. And so we're having them here. They're going to be hosting a video that kind of goes over the things they've done over the last year and a half. And then on the Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. at Ed Video, they're going to be hosting a workshop where they're going to kind of describe what they do, an open forum workshop, and then they're going to host a workshop called Tactical Gardening, which is going to be about building magnetic urban planters and then encouraging people to go out into downtown Guelph and distribute them around the city. So it's a pretty interesting project.
Awesome. Sean Richardson is going to be showing off a bunch of his photos.
Yeah, Sean Richardson is he's for anybody who's been to a lot of shows in Guelph, you've likely seen him. He's at almost every show taking photos, and he's developed this incredible body of work. I've been watching him take photos for 5 years now, and rarely do you ever see them other than on his Flickr account online. So he hasn't really made much of an effort to actually show them publicly, and so this is the first time that a lot of the photos that he's taken over the last 5 to 6 years have been available. And it's interesting because he's been at a lot of events that were very quiet in Guelph. He was very in tune with the scene and at a lot of special moments that I don't think a lot of people even in the music scene or in the art scene in Guelph may have caught.
He's been capturing virtually everything. He goes to every show and everybody always sees him when they're out at shows. And so we're going to go to a couple tracks from Thursday, April 22nd, where we have Brides playing, and we're going to follow that up with P.S. I Love You, who are playing on Friday, April 23rd. Here is a brand new track from Brides. If you want to check them out on MySpace, they're a little tricky to find, but their site is the one that says Brides, Brides, MySpace/Brides, Brides. Here is Entertainer.
Look at my sweat, how good is that? You're tuned into Kazoo Podcast number 3, and I'm here with Brad McInerney, and we just heard P.S. I Love You with Face Love, and before that was Brides, and Face Love is in the form of an amazing video on the P.S. I Love You MySpace, and Brad's going to tell us a little bit about Colin Medley, who made the video for Face Love.
Yeah, Colin Medley is sung a series of videos at the opening night party. He's done the videos that I guess have been pretty well known for Diamond Rings, two songs that have got pretty popular, and he's done the P.S. I Love You video, Timber Tambor, and all this. He's also done a number of documentary kind of pieces. He was doing a series for I think it was the National Post Soundcheck series that he was doing, and that was a series of interviews and live taping performances. But he's going to be showing a series of clips of documentaries over the years, maybe some stuff that actually hasn't been posted online potentially. So a mix of things, a mix of videos, a mix of some documentary work, and he's also going to be featuring some Guelph-specific stuff. He was here to tape the last hurrah of the Family Thrift Store. He made a short 5-minute documentary on that, and it's kind of amazing because Colin Medley just has this ability to just show up at the right time and ask the right questions. So his video for that, if you haven't seen it, is absolutely fantastic. So a collection of these works will be showing on Wednesday night, and then throughout the Ed Video Gallery Wednesday to Friday.
Let's go to some more music. We're going to hear Ray Spoon. Is there anything else you want to mention? The website is kazoo.ca.
Oh, I think another thing about opening night is we're also hosting Lindsay Rowe, who's the former singer of Elbow Beach Surf Club. She's been doing a number of choreographed dance routines, and her and her sister Megan Rowe are going to be doing a dance routine as part of the opening night party as well. So it's going to be a good time.
Excellent. And here is Ray Spoon from Superior, You Are Inferior. And the song is called Come On Forest Fire, Burn the Disco Down.
I hear the call from the suburbs down to the plateau. The kids know how to stand. Cover your eyes with both hands, looking for a new song. Looking for a new song.
Oh, dedicated to the feats of our fathers. Comes as a cannon, one that lets you catch the shot in your hands, but just to send its shocking tidal wave through every bone in your body. And dealt our hands, mine's low on luck. If you're all going out, you can sign me up. Since the only time that I recollect my thoughts is if I'm weed and stinking drunk. We'll admit it in the names of our fathers.
Tune into Kazoo Podcast number 3. This is Boston Carlisle here with Brad McInerney. That was Bruce Peninsula. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the fact that Kazoo Festival happens in traditional venues and non-traditional venues. Some house shows are part of the schedule, as they always have been. And we're going to be having a breakfast house show with Pancakes at 32 Embro Street. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on the tradition of using traditional and non-traditional venues?
Yeah, every festival that we've done for Kazoo Fest, we've kind of hosted a breakfast show, and it's a great thing because it gets a lot of people who aren't into late night club shows and stuff like that, really family friendly kind of event, and it is a really good community event because there's food being served up and there's a lot of volunteers, and it's also a great way to, it's usually the way we end the festival, although this year we decided to extend our programming throughout Sunday because there was a lot more possibilities for things to be going on. And then the other thing is we're also doing a show at the Attic, which has been a great house show series over the last year and a half or so. And these venues, while they can't fit as many people, do kind of create a great atmosphere for the artists that are playing them. And it does balance out the kind of coldness sometimes of certain venue shows. So a mix of these venues definitely makes for a better festival.
I'll never forget at last year's Pancake Breakfast show when Jenny Onocord played a couple days after Otis had been brought into the world.
2 days.
That was phenomenal.
She put him on stage and with a pile of CDs in his little basket there.
Let's play Ghost Bees, who are playing at the breakfast show. The song is called Earl King.
Thank you. Thank you. beside me.
Kazoo podcast number 3. I'm here with Brad McInerney, and we just heard Lisa Bosakovic there with Phone Chord from her album Lost August.
Yeah, this show at the festival is actually going to be the first time since she's released the album. So it's kind of like a CD release. She released it back in December at the Music Gallery in Toronto. And Lisa Bosakovic sets are really interesting because I've actually yet to see her live. I've just been hearing about them because she's accompanied by quite a large cast of rotating musicians who are in some really amazing bands. And the Guelph show, she's going to be backed by a number of members from Obiju, last was Muskox, and a few other ones when she did her CD release. So it's pretty fantastic. And also in that set, we heard the Eric Chenault stuff, or sorry, the Ryan Driver stuff, which is a duet with Castle Music. Ryan Driver's going to be playing a set with Eric Chenault on the Sunday night, which is pretty interesting because originally they were going to be playing as The Reveries, which are a pretty interesting project. The Reveries are a they only play country standards, and they use contact mics that are actually in their mouths. So you get this jarbled kind of weird feel to the whole thing. Unfortunately, they couldn't play as the Reveries because all the members couldn't make it. But this set's going to be a very, very interesting thing because Ryan Driver and Eric Chenow are going to be playing on stage together, and from what I understand, actually covering each other's songs. So it's going to be Ryan Driver interprets the work of Eric Chenow, and Eric Chenow interprets Ryan Driver. So it should be definitely an interesting night.
I think it's little cell phone mics too, or something like that, that they use.
Yeah,
that I read.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I wonder how they stumbled upon that. It's pretty interesting. We're going to now hear from Richard Coyne.
Yeah, Richard Coyne. He's a pretty interesting guy. He actually biked across from Halifax down through Ontario, across the country, doing his Grinch Who Stole Christmas album, which was his last album, the Personal Publication EP, which he set to the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and it was absolutely perfectly timed. So he played with the Projections dressed as the Grinch. It was a pretty fantastic thing, and I'm really excited to see his new stuff because he's still doing this kind of video syncing to a whole array of new work. Which has yet to come out from what I understand. It may be ready for the show, but I guess we found some new stuff online. So
this is Push by Richard Coyne.
Around the world. pinball machine, caught in a pinball machine, caught in a pinball machine, caught in a pinball machine. Life is like a pinball game. Your money just goes down the. Life is like a pinball game. Your money down the drain. Life is like a pinball game. Your money just goes down the drain. It's fun, I guess I can't complain. Saw you at the arcade, I'm sorry that it burned down. Walking through the Stargate and hoping that it works out. Maybe one day we'll learn how resistance is fertile, cause history is hers now. I'm kissing the blistering with the tummy south. Caught in a pinball machine. Caught in a pinball machine. Your money just goes down the drain. It's fun, I guess I can't complain. Corners in, flippers go around the ramp and down the hall. Caught in a pinball machine, 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 caught in a pinball machine.
You're tuned into Kazoo Podcast number 3. This is Boston Carlisle here with Bernie McInerney, and we are going to be hearing a little bit more about something that has not been announced yet, but is about to be.
Yeah, I guess it's about the bike and film screening. So we've been kind of planning to do something like this for a while, and the opportunity came up during the festival. So what we're going to be doing on Saturday night is we're going to be showing a film, Bike In, though, in the middle of downtown in St. George's Square. St. George's Square is the area square at Wyndham and Quebec Street, and we're going to be setting up a large screen at dusk, and we're going to be showing a film. We haven't really talked about what film we're showing, but I guess I can tell everyone it's The Triplets of Belleville, which is a fantastic animation, like full-length animation that's it's bike related, it's artistic, it's incredible. So it's also accessible to everyone, and it's a free event, obviously. And then following that, you can head down to one of the many shows happening that evening, including what we just heard, the Noah 23.
It is neat because it's a bike in versus a drive in. People wouldn't be able to drive their cars up there even if they wanted to.
Exactly.
So now let's go to a brand new Bocce track. They have a new album out, and it is a downloadable album only. There's no physical version of it, but you can check them out on their MySpace at myspace.com/thebocce. Find out ways. I imagine they have download cards, probably.
Yeah, and they're offering it as a donation download. Their new album's fantastic. It's Disambiguation. You can download it on their website as well. I think it's kwbocceclub.com.
All right, here is Mr. X, board game character from Bocce.
I'm going first.
That is Bocce, Mr. X, board game character. You've been listening to Kazoo Podcast number 3 here with Bernierney McInerney. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, Boston.
And stay tuned for episode number 4.
Introducing the top 5 reasons Nadine likes zines.
1. Zines promote print culture. Get off the internet! 2. Zine fairs are good places to network. 3. Zines allow people to express themselves without being censored. 4. I like silly zines a lot. 5. You can support local artists and writers.
Come to the Kazoo Fest Zine Fair on April 24th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ed Video, 40 Baker Street on the second floor. This space is wheelchair accessible. Kids are welcome. Visit www.kazookazoo.ca for more details.